Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
If I were to say, stand up in my church and say, if you've got, you know, cancer or diabetes, don't you dare go to a doctor, because that doctor might not be a Christian.
Sure.
Or they might, you know, be coming from a different worldview. That would be a horrible thing to say, and I would probably get kicked out of my church. You know, I mean, that would be a very serious form of misleading people.
I do think there's a debate, though, that that a little bit of the origins of, I mean, it even spills into popular culture, not even the Christian thing, but the origins of psychiatry and origins of psychology. And as evangelicals, we would disagree with some of the fundamental worldview assumptions, while acknowledging all truth is God's truth, and we want to learn from that. So where does Christian counseling fit into that?
Yeah.
And you've been in many Christian counseling things.
My husband's a Christian counselor,
exactly. And I'll be presenting some data at the National Association of Christian Counselors. We're here at Peace of Mind Christian Counseling event. So talk to us, how does the role of faith kind of improve that counseling opportunity?
Yeah, if you're working with a Christian counselor, I mean, in some ways it's the best of both worlds, assuming you've got a highly qualified, good counselor, because just because someone's a Christian counselor doesn't mean they're a great counselor.
Just because they say Christian and counselor doesn't mean that they are.
But most of them are, and they're really well positioned to sort of mesh the faith concerns and support a person's spiritual life and support them emotionally and mentally. There are so many people, professionally trained people out there who also are Christians, who are tremendously caring and equipped to help in these situations. And, you know, the idea that we would be suspicious of them or discourage people from seeing them it's unconscionable, really.
It's an odd thing to think that people spend their lives trying to help others, and there's just an immediate suspicion. I would say, you know, we get the best of both worlds with Christian counseling, but we also need to ask the question, how do we not isolate ourselves, but how do we partner in appropriate ways with professionals who consist in wholeness?
And especially pastors and other church leaders, it's tremendously important to try to build that partnership with mental health practitioners. Yeah. You know, it's a great idea to have a list of people that you can refer
people in the church to. A little over two-thirds said they did. But when we asked the families of those who are struggling with mental health, only a third of them actually thought the same thing. So it seems that pastors may have a list, but the church doesn't know that that's even an option.
Yeah, there's a disconnect there somewhere. But if someone in the congregation is seeing a mental health professional, it's a fantastic idea for a pastor or a ministry leader or someone in that church who's connected with that individual or that family to ask for permission to partner with that person, to talk to the mental health professional. If the individual or the family is willing, they can sign a consent form, open those lines of communication, and then suddenly you've got that partnership in place. And all of the mental health professionals I know, and I know a lot of them because my husband is one of them, and because I'm, you know, kind of part of this community, all of them have told me they absolutely welcome that. They want that. Yeah. They want to be connected with the faith leaders so that they can offer more holistic care and so that they know that there's a support system outside what they're providing, you know, from their professional perspective. They want to know that their clients and their patients are supported, so they're perfectly willing to do that. And the church then can get so much out of that in terms of knowledge and understanding for how they can come around that person and support them.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.